I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy any time.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
I'm Jesse Hitt.
Today is June 21st, 2019.
Yep.
It's Saturday.
Yep. Busy Saturday.
Busy
Saturday.
We got
to do a short episode again.
I know. We keep trying to get up here. And
comic book season is popping right now.
It is. It's summer. It's a beautiful day out. It is actually the first. Is today the first day of summer or was that yesterday?
I think yesterday was technically the solstice.
It was the longest day of the year. I know. Felt pretty long.
It did. Yeah. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Me
too. Too much day yesterday.
Yeah. I was in the city yesterday. It was a gorgeous day.
Ooh.
So you know what I did?
Yeah.
I went to the movies.
Oh, nice. What'd you see?
I saw The Dead Don't Die.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay.
You know, it was like, it was a Jim, well, I liked Jim Jarmusch a lot, but it wasn't like his best movie.
It was no Ghost Dog.
No, it was no Ghost Dog for sure. Uh-uh. A lot of the dead did not die.
Oh.
That was true. And it was really depressing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting, because it looks like it's going to be fun.
It was fun, until it wasn't.
Okay.
And then it was just really sad. And then you kind of just like left the theater like, shit, man. That was really a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
And then it was also kind of like, he kind of made fun of it at the same time. Like, he broke the fourth wall a lot.
Huh, interesting.
But, like, not enough. Like, well, you know what I mean?
It seemed like, yeah, it was a self-aware zombie movie. It's a zombie movie taking place in a world where zombie movies already exist.
Yeah, that's what it was doing.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it, like, quite enough for it to work.
Okay.
But I still enjoyed it because all the acting was great and Bill Murray was Bill Murray and Adam Driver.
Yeah.
I love Adam Driver, too.
He's pretty good.
He is pretty good.
He looks like a giant. He looks like Keanu Reeves with gigantism.
He does. He also, though, looks like kind of one of my exes, so I kind of like
have
a problem with that sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'm kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can't like you too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still recommend it for a good time. A good afternoon.
I'm definitely going to see that at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, one enthusiastic thumb up.
Okay. one thumb up, one thumb to the side.
Yeah.
Like pretty, one and a half thumbs.
One and a half thumb. One bit off the zombie thumb. yeah. We read some comics this week, too.
Yeah. Do you want to do the big, much anticipated DC Black Label release
that
the public has been clamoring for? We've heard your request for another Superman origin story. Please, please, Frank Miller, retell Superman's origin story.
Just one more time.
Yeah. Kind of a baffling choice to me. Because it feels like every year we get a retelling of Superman's origin story. It's like, we already know now. Everybody knows.
We know what happened.
Yeah.
Did something else happen?
Like, the Superman stuff that I like is like, well, I mean, my two, like, top, like, the high watermark for Superman stories are Red Son and All-Star Superman.
Yeah.
Which are, like, different interpretations of Superman, but not necessarily just a retelling of his origin story again.
Right. Yeah, and so this one is a complete, exact replica of his origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much nothing else happens except for someone tries to, there's, like, you know, bully kids try to rape Lana. It's like, oh, we just had to throw like a rape in there.
And for no real reason also.
No.
It seems like it's just, which it's just like there's a small town bully gang that's like, you know what we could do? Instead of beating up the nerds, let's go do a little raping.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not
no.
Frank Miller. It's very like a very clumsy plot device.
It's
it felt very
such,
heavy-handed and like unnecessary.
It was so unnecessary. Yeah, like she has like some photos on them. Like she's like not really blackmailing them. Like basically she's a you know a reporter at the Smallville Times or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's going to put it in their paper and they're like, "Oh yeah, like we're gonna get you, Lana. Don't give me those photos, and we're also gonna rape you."
Yeah,
it's
kind of just an excuse for Superman to beat up some people.
Yeah, and they didn't.
Or Clark, I guess.
Yeah, Clark, and he didn't need to use that at all. It's just it was so obvious he was gonna do it too.
Well, Frank Miller has never been accused of being a subtle storyteller. Yeah.
And then John Romita's art also not great.
Yeah, some of it. Like, he draws adult figures, and I thought the action scenes were well done. Like, there was a scene. One thing I did like about this book was they did show Clark Kent playing sports as a kid and, like, resisting using his Superman powers, except for that. Because that was always my thing. Like, wouldn't he just wreck everybody at every sport and be, like a national recruit for everything?
But you know where they also did that? Smallville.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. That
just
makes
watch,
sense.
Watch Smallville, and he did it on that show, too.
Okay. So, like, the
and
action
better.
Scenes were well done.
Yeah. They drew that well.
When he draws kids, he just draws a child body with an adult head and face on it.
Really,
it's
scary.
It's weird looking.
It's bizarre.
Like, so.
And then, even weirder, if you want to read this book on your own, I'm just going to spoil the ending. So, like, skip, 3 minutes of this podcast. he joins the Navy.
Yeah.
Which was also really weird because, like, how is Clark going to join the Navy? Okay, so what do they do when you join the Navy? Okay, I'm not an expert on joining the military, but they definitely take your blood.
They that's true.
Definitely make you get a physical.
They do that vaccination thing with the gun, gun.
Yeah. They're going to, what are they going to tag him? I don't know.
Yeah.
they're going to do a medical exam on you fully.
That's a good point.
So how is he joining the Navy?
And why?
And why?
Why didn't he just go? Because, like, in his real, like, his sort of canon origin story, he moves to Metropolis, like, straight out of high school to become a journalist in the big city. And maybe he goes to journalism school or something in some
of the origins. I think he goes to college
origins,
or something.
Or, like, Metropolis U or something.
Yeah, something like
but
that.
Yeah, joining the military is a very weird choice.
Well, they said, like, he needs money for the family needs money for the farm. So he's like, I'm going to get money this way by joining the Navy and serving my country. And I'm like, all right, but, like, no, because they're trying to keep you away from the government.
That's your
whole point, like, keeping you away from the government. Your family's been doing this your whole life.
Yeah.
This is stupid. This is so dumb.
And what's he going to do in the Navy? He's just going to be on a boat?
Just hanging
out? They're going to do the pull-up test, and he's going to do infinity pull-ups?
He's going to just pretend.
Dead giveaway.
They can't do it. Can't do it. Sorry.
It's not like you make a lot of money in the Navy.
No,
seems
not
like
really.
He could just immediately become a superhero and start busting up bad guys and taking their money.
No, you can't do that. He's a good guy.
Oh, that's true. Superman doesn't do that.
No, Superman doesn't do that.
He's taking a vow of poverty.
But he's really smart. So, okay, also in the Superman canon, Clark's incredibly intelligent.
Right, he has a super brain.
Yeah, he has
like
a super brain.
Body.
Right, and so he just gets a scholarship to MetU or whatever. Whatever college he wants, and he can just go to school that way.
He just, like, predict the stock market using his super brain ability.
Yeah, something like that, But he gets a scholarship that way. He doesn't need to join the Navy.
Yeah.
Dumb.
And so, it's going to be a 3-part series. So the first part, and so in part 2, I guess we're going to see Clark Kent in the Navy.
I guess so.
And then part 3.
Maybe he'll go to war.
Yeah, because it takes place, and they don't really say specifically, do they?
No, but it
seems
looks
like
modern.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's now-ish.
Updated, yeah.
They're wearing now-ish clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post 9/11.
Yeah, probably. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he does take it there.
Yeah, maybe he goes to Afghanistan and gets PTSD, just wipes out a village.
God. I could see it definitely going there.
That would be kind of a Frank Miller move.
It would be.
But he would level the village because everyone in it's too PC. They're trying to tell him what you can and can't say and infringe on his freedom of speech.
He did say he's over that now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's personal.
He said that. It was somebody like in, I think it was like his wife at the time or his girlfriend was like influencing him to be like that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what he said in an interview.
Okay.
And that's why he wrote Holy Terror.
All right.
He takes Holy Terror back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the thing about his RoboCop, but like parts of that RoboCop story were great.
Right.
And then the villain was a lady who was also worked for the Department of Political Correct, just a baffling bad guy who didn't really make sense.
No.
It's like she's a feminist too much, but she also is like a corporatist, but she's also super she's a PC person, and like it's unclear who he was mad at and like what he was mad. So maybe he was just unhappy in his life and marriage.
Yeah,
at that point.
I think he just didn't like his lady.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it does track.
Well, we'll see where this goes. I guess we'll have to read the next one. I just want to know where the Navy thing is going. Are they going to get medical checkups? He didn't think about this clearly.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll like fry the blood or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they're gonna try to.
It's very frustrating.
Draw blood and the syringe is gonna break.
It's gonna break
on his super tough skin.
Maybe he'll have some kryptonite handy. They also didn't go into any kryptonite.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really frustrating. But then they're gonna look at the blood. I'm just gonna moving on.
Yeah, they're gonna figure out that he's kryptonite.
Gonna figure it out. All right, I also I'm gonna go on the bad comics line from Dark Horse Trout.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollow West Knock came out. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have a problem with Trout. I try to read this comic every time it comes out because mm-hmm. Troy Nixie's art is so amazing.
Yeah, I love him.
Ugh, it's so awesome. This comic makes no sense. I have no idea what this comic is about.
I read the first couple pages, and it's about a fisherman who falls in love with the queen of the ocean, and she also falls in love with him.
Is that what happens?
That's what it says.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, there's like two boats. No, I'm sorry. There's one boat and a weird baby that looks like it's from like a Tim Burton movie.
Yep.
Okay. And then there's all of these fishermen on the boat and a bunch of monsters.
Okay.
And then they're talking about how they have to put the baby in the sea quell the monster.
Oh, is it the mother of the ocean's baby and they got to give it back?
Something.
She's like
give
me back my baby.
I have no idea. Okay. And I read this comic completely sober on an afternoon, and all I was doing was reading comics.
Yeah.
And I still have no idea what's going on in this comic.
Dave Stewart does get a little too weird a little too quick sometimes.
Dave Stewart's a colorist.
Oh, wait, who wrote it?
Troy Nixie
wrote it also?
Troy Nixie and Drew. Yeah, he drew it and drew it and wrote it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He did everything. Yeah,
that's
Dave
impressive.
Stewart just colored it for him.
I thought he was. I thought it was like a co-creator move.
Nope. Yeah, they did. They did everything. And then there's like a giant monster that looks like it's from like a Guillermo del Toro movie.
Mm-hmm. He draws cool monsters.
He does draw cool monsters. And then the baby is like riding on the monster, and then it's crying. I don't know what's happening. And there's four issues of this.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I
get. But
it's
going to be a 4-issue miniseries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was one I didn't get to read this week and was a little bummed about.
Yeah,
and
well,
now,
I don't think
we'll
you're
see
missing
if I can
much.
Figure it out.
Yeah, maybe you tell me. You read it.
Because I did love Black Sinister, and I do love...
Did he do that one?
He did, yeah. He drew it. I don't think he wrote it,
Did
though.
Mike Mignola do that one or something?
You know what? I think so.
Well, that would make
Somebody
more... Maybe
like
he
that.
Should stick to just drawing things.
Yeah.
Some people just should draw things. Or maybe he's just too esoteric for me.
It's okay to just be really good at only one thing. That's plenty.
I also read Faithless week. The super sexy comic.
Horny Azzarello is back.
Horny Azzarello. Actually, I really liked the third issue. I said last time we reviewed this comic that something more needed to happen in issue 3. Well, it did.
Okay.
I won't go into it too much, but if you want a sexy horror good time, then this is the comic for you. It gets sexier. It gets more horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of death and destruction in this one. And more demons.
Okay.
Definitely pick up issue 3 of Faithless. Or 1, 2, and 3. I think we have all of them.
Nice.
Yeah. She's now having sex with her girlfriend's dad, who's also
cool.
a demon. So,
good.
Yeah.
As long as they're both demons.
They're both demons, that's, I think, okay. Yeah. She's starting to realize more and more of this, our main character.
Well, that's nice.
Also... The sexy good time covers.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice that they have stuff in common.
Yeah.
Like both being demons.
Both being demons.
Common interests.
And what is there something, is that called something when you have sex with like your, with the dad and a.
Well, it's not incest because you're not related.
It's got to be a word for that.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. We'll get back to that. I also read, I decided to do some indie comics this week too. I read Lorna from Benji Nate.
Author of, creator and author and artist of Catboy.
Yes, from Silver Sprocket.
Nice.
Silver Sprocket tends to like books about murder and psychos.
Yeah.
And murderous psychos.
Yeah.
This one is about a girl who loves cats and knives. and it's kind of like mini like comic strips, basically.
Okay.
Or starts out that way, and then it like kind of moves to a story.
Cool.
About a girl who's gets her first boyfriend and then murders him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, he's a bad guy.
Classic tale as old as time.
Yeah. yeah, it's a very lovely little story.
Awesome.
Really, really cute, though. She also meets her best friend, too.
Oh, cool. I should mention that. Silver Sprocket does some good stuff.
Yeah, they're
great.
Two
thumbs up.
Two thumbs up for Lorna. It was a very nice little story. It's also only $10.
Ooh.
For lots and lots of pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have lots of these, too. I highly recommend it. We have news.
Oh, I did
week?
Also.
Oh, you read something else?
I read Usagi Yojimbo number one.
Right.
Which, not sure why it's number one. I guess they renumbered them at a certain point because they were up into like the 270s or 280s.
Was that a retelling of Usagi?
Not that I could tell.
Yeah.
It might be like a retelling or a reprint of an existing. Well, it involves previous characters and it refers back to previous issues. So it wouldn't be a great place to jump on. But like if you're already familiar with Usagi, it looks like it's going to be a cool sort of like supernatural arc. Because he does, they kind of go in and out of that world, Stan Sakai does, where like sometimes they're fighting demons and other times it's just regular other animal feudal Japan villains.
Right.
But in this one, it starts off with Usagi attending, I forget the name of it, but it's one of these all-day puppet shows where the puppets are like the size of people. And there's a word for it that they had. Man, it's like a major part of Japanese theater. And now I can't, it's like Donraku or something like that.
Kabuki?
No, no.
Someone's
starts
yelling at
D.
us from downstairs.
It's a big puppet show. But anyway, Usagi's at one of those, runs into one of his old friends. He meets all the puppeteers, and then a supernatural adventure begins. It's like a cool introductory episode or introductory issue. And yeah, very well drawn. You know, Stan Sakai and his classic like hyper-realism in terms of the architecture and dress of the time.
That's cool.
But then everybody's a cool animal.
Yeah.
And they got to go fight some demons. And the demons are inhabiting some of the giant puppets.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
And a cool variant cover by Daniel Warren Johnson, which got snapped up before I could buy it. But,
nah,
you know,
boo.
If you're out there, be on the lookout.
Yeah. That one was really cool.
It was.
I saw, well, I'm the one who put it out, so.
Yeah. It was him in full heavy samurai.
I didn't realize that was Daniel Warren Johnson.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was like a Eastman cover or something.
It's yeah, similar.
Yeah, it was similar. He's hot on those covers right now.
Yeah, he's great. He might be my favorite. Well, let's see. It would be between Daniel Warren Johnson and Ramon Villalobos for my favorite currently active artist.
And I can't wait for Wildcats.
Oh, I know. I think we just ordered that.
Yeah, it's exciting. We also have news this week. And the news, they finally got a new director for Red Sonja.
Oh, good.
I think before it was Bryan Singer.
Yeah. Yikes.
So that was problematic.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've gone all the way to the other side. With Transparent creator Jill Soloway.
That's interesting.
A very big difference from Bryan Singer.
That was a really well-written show.
It was.
It'd be interesting to see how she handles like an action property.
Yeah. So she's writing and directing.
Sweet.
What was I say? The heroine's journey is repairing the divided feminine. Is it repairing the divided feminine, the wife, and the other woman confronting each other, mom and stripper. I don't know what's going on with this.
Okay.
Sure. That was her quote about Red Sonja.
I wonder if she's going to wear the metal bikini.
Maybe that's what she means about mom and stripper.
Yeah. Seems like a bad cold weather article of clothing.
And
you know?
Also riding a horse.
Yeah. Seems like it'd be uncomfortable.
I would never, ever want to ride a horse in a chainmail bikini.
Yeah. She should just wear regular clothes, I would say.
Yeah. Leather would be.
Right. Yeah.
Armor would be good.
Yeah. Like the Gail Simone run.
Gail Simone did ride her in a chainmail bikini once in a while, but... I think
when she was on tropical adventures, like hot weather environments, then maybe a metal bikini.
I still feel like that would be uncomfortable, like sweat and chainmail.
I guess metal does, conduct heat.
Yeah. Also not very protective.
Yeah.
Just around your boobs.
Like, It seems like your vital organs could use some chainmail also.
The Old Guard has been cast for Rekka.
Yeah, sweet.
It's Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Oh, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, yeah. I always want to say his name wrong. Yeah, he's awesome.
He's good at sword stuff too.
He is.
Yeah.
He was in
Serenity. He did some badass sword
play. And then also in Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. He's oh my God. Brain work. Nope. Okay, we'll come back to that too. he's a bad guy in Doctor Strange, and I feel really terrible that I can't remember anything right now. Harry Melling and Veronica Nijo?
Don't know who that is.
I don't know her either. I guess that's all of the main cast so far.
Yeah, because the team in Old Guard, the main team was like 3 to 5 people. I don't remember exactly how many.
But... Oh, and Charlize Theron, of course.
Oh, yeah, as the main.
Main character.
Tight.
Which is weird because wasn't she like kind of brown in the
comic? Was. She had long dark hair.
Yeah. And her skin was kind of tan.
Yeah. True. And she was of like Middle Eastern descent,
She was. But Charlize Theron is producing and editing and doing all that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. She gets to do whatever she wants.
She's like, yeah, it's mine now.
She's going to get a tan, put on a wig.
Yep. that's cool. I like Charlize Theron. So. Yeah. Whatever. We also have Spider-Man and Venom film likely crossing over,
Makes sense.
At some point.
Okay.
So we don't know what's coming in the new Spider-Man movie yet. It's coming out next week.
Okay.
I think they're doing some early premieres this week, but maybe.
Because he already has the Iron Spider armor.
Yeah.
So it feels like the Venom symbiote wouldn't be a big upgrade over that, which was like one of the main sort of plot points in the original black suit.
Yeah.
Saga was how much more powerful it made him and how that sort of corrupted his character a little bit.
And they already talked about doing Secret Wars, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we'd get the black suit.
Right,
but
right.
Venom's already here, too. And that's where but maybe they would talk about that's where it actually came from if they did that.
Okay.
Which I think they should do.
Yeah, and maybe it'll be a good, like, not good guy Venom, but like anti-hero Venom.
Yeah.
Begrudging team up between the two of them, maybe, to fight a larger foe.
Yeah. Or Spider-Man's just like, don't kill people.
Yeah.
He does kill people.
He does. Yeah, he loves killing people.
He does.
He doesn't love it, but he doesn't not like it.
The movie is so bad.
Yeah. I thought Tom Hardy was an okay Eddie Brock, but his accent was very strange.
Yeah.
If it weren't for that.
Yeah. The whole... I didn't mind the first part of the movie. It was just the second half when like Lady Venom was in it.
Yeah, so. When it turned into a big monster fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Which usually I love a nice monster fight.
Me too. we also have Marvel Studios courting Keanu Reeves.
Sick.
Yeah, I know you really like this. Yeah. And everyone's like really hot on Keanu Reeves right now.
Yeah, he rules.
I don't get it.
He's basically the best actor of our generation.
No, that is so not true.
Incredible track record.
People saying like, oh, he should be Dr. Doom. And like, he cannot be a good bad guy like that.
Doesn't Victor Von Doom have like a vaguely Eastern European origin story and accent too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think Keanu should. I think he should play, well, it's not a Marvel character, but he should play Jack Hawksmore, man who lives in cities.
I could see the man who lives in cities.
Just wears a suit, runs around.
I don't think.
Very,
and then,
like, deadpan.
They're like, or Reed Richards. Like, Reed Richards is, like, super smart.
Yeah.
And Keanu has that, like, really dumb accent, almost.
Yeah, Reed Richards is tall and skinny, too.
Yeah. Well, he has, like, and he's starting to get that gray, you know, on his temples, and that's what Reed has, too. So I get that, but, like, I don't know. I do want a really good Fantastic Four movie, but maybe not with him.
Yeah, he couldn't be any of the Fantastic Four. I wouldn't believe him as Johnny Blaze.
No. We need, like, young, hot
couldn't
guy for
ben
Johnny
Graham.
Blaze. Well, I mean, he could be.
Yeah.
You'd never see him.
That's true. He could just be the voice of Ben Grimm.
That would be hilarious.
What would he be good as? He could have been a pretty okay Doctor Strange, I think.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch is already that.
I love Doctor Strange.
He looks like his face looks like how Doctor Strange is being drawn now and has been sort of periodically.
Yes.
Throughout his run.
Right.
And he has the same hair. He's got Doctor Strange hair.
Yeah, he does have Doctor Strange hair.
Who else could he be? Black hair, early 40s, handsome.
There's so many people he could be.
Yeah.
Oh, he could be like, he could be the Watcher. They could just make him bald.
Just make his head real big.
Yeah. That would be funny.
He could be Galactus. He could be the voice of Galactus.
He could be the voice of,
wearing a big helmet.
He'd be Silver Surfer.
That
would be kind of
cool. Silver Surfer is like a very deadpan.
Yeah.
That would work.
Totally work. Well, we'll see what happens. His agent is saying they're in locks now with Marvel.
Maybe he'll be the new Tony Stark.
That could could work.
If they bring him back.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, they will bring him back too. And isn't there like another new Iron Man anyways that they can make him?
They did the AI.
Yeah.
They also did the hologram drunk Tony Stark for a while. Mm-hmm, that was cool.
Well, we'll see. Marvel is returning to San Diego Comic-Con after skipping last year and saying they weren't going to be there this year.
Okay.
And people are freaking out about it.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. Because now there'll just be a giant line for Hall H for like 9 days before San Diego.
Yes.
You just sleep in a tent if you want to get into any of the previews. Yeah. So
yeah, what a fun
get ready
time.
For that. I know.
Sounds like a really fun con.
I know. I just don't like you miss literally like half the con by sitting in that line just so you can look at celebrities for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would want to do that.
Yeah, I would much prefer to meet the people who make the comics than meet the people who are going to play the fictional characters in the movie that I'm already going to see anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. You can just, and they literally sit there and talk on stage for like 20 minutes about the movie.
And they're not allowed to say
And they're not allowed to say anything about the movie. They're like, yeah, I played this character. It was fun.
Yeah.
And that's it. Cool. But you get to say you saw them in a room. Full of thousands of people.
Cool.
Yay! I did hear that Blade Runner thing was really cool, though, last year.
Yeah.
Or a couple of years ago, I guess. The Blade Runner experience. That was something else, though.
So you used to ride in one of those flying cars?
Yes, you did. Yeah. And they made the whole room look like Blade Runner. And
okay.
Yeah. I would have stayed in line for that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I guess the Why the Last Man continues to have... it's trouble again.
Oh, no. And now RIP Vertigo.
Yeah, RIP Vertigo, too.
Dead again.
The showrunner left, and I guess they just found a new showrunner. But whenever that starts happening with a show, like, it's never good.
Yeah.
It usually means it's going to get canned.
Yeah, the showrunner quit because the show was going to be too good.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't want to ruin their reputation.
Totally it. Oh, it's apparently had two showrunners quit.
Weird. It seems like such a no-brainer. Like it'd be an easy property to adapt.
Too many women.
But
that's what I think.
Yeah.
It's never gonna get produced because it's all women and one dude.
True. They can't agree.
No.
Nope. Start their periods get synced up, then they start arguing.
I'm sorry. Two men. There's a monkey.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was his name Darwin or something? He
something
had a fun
like that.
Name.
Yeah. He's got a cute little face on the covers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. It's also on FX, and like what they have like one good show right now.
Yeah.
Is that on Atlanta? Atlanta.
I think you're right. I think Atlanta's on FX.
It's like the one good show. In my news, I watched Too Old to Die Young.
Mm-hmm.
That's right,
the new Brubaker thing?
Yeah, I keep wanting to say that Billy Joel song. And I'm reporting back that it's terrible.
Oh, that's too bad.
Maybe we shouldn't. I tried two episodes. Well, I tried to watch a second episode.
I think that's fair.
Ugh. It's so hard. It's so hard to watch that show. It's just long, drawn-out stares and lots of cocaine and lots of snorting. And it's just terrible.
But is it dark and gritty, though?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love dark and gritty things.
It's so dark and gritty that sometimes you can't even see what's going on.
Whoa, that's the ultimate dark grittiness.
Until they flash purple and blue lights at you for like 5 minutes at a time.
Those are the darkest, grittiest colors of light.
And then they don't talk. They just stare at you.
That is dark as hell and gritty as an MF.
Ugh, so gritty.
I've been watching Neon Genesis Evangelion on... She's on Netflix now.
Ooh, cool.
The whole series. Yeah, the whole first season. The full 26 episodes or something.
That's so good. That's one
really
of the first
is.
Animes I ever watched.
Yeah.
And I love it.
People are upset because they didn't use they couldn't get the license to use the Fly Me to the Moon as the end credit sequence. Which, you know,
a
bummer.
All right.
And they changed up the voice cast, and I guess they not reinterpreted. What's the word for when you, I guess reinterpreted is the correct, the Japanese script. So... It's the voice acting is different, and a lot of people are upset about that.
Wait, do they have the original Japanese voices?
Yes.
Okay.
But the subtitles are new translation.
Oh, that's weird.
I think so. That's what they're saying. Although it's been so long since I watched it.
I wouldn't know anymore.
That I can't tell, and it doesn't seem notably off to me.
Yeah.
But I've heard from some of my super weeb friends that they are pissed. But they're the guys who get pissed about everything.
Right,
like, it's not the same as it was when I was younger. And you're like, all right, man. Well,
I don't
guess
think
what?
I would remember since like 96 when I last watched it.
I should say the people who get mad about it are the people who love it more than anything and rewatch the whole series like once a year.
I still have the toys from back too.
My buddy has the platinum edition DVDs that go for like this box set that goes for like $300 or $400 on Amazon now.
God, I had those.
He has everything from the VH1 and he's bought every new collection that's come out since since the VHS days. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he has like 6 different box sets.
I definitely do not have any DVDs.
He's the one who's the most mad about it.
Oh,
so
I'm sure he is.
Take that with a grain of salt. Yeah, okay. I'm enjoying it. I watched 3 episodes last night. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Shinji.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still remember that.
Yeah, totally.
Well, watch Neon Genesis. Don't watch Too Old to Die Young.
Yeah, save it.
Only the good die young. Listen to the Billy Joel song instead.
Yeah, it only takes 4 minutes.
Yeah. go see
Dead
Don't Die. Mm-hmm. They all have die in the title. Wait, Neon Genesis doesn't. What's Evangelion mean?
Well, the robots are called Evas.
Right. It's kind of like
Evangelion means.
Evangelion, it's a Bible thing, right?
Oh, Eva, and then the monsters are called angels.
Right.
Eva, Angel, Ion, maybe? And then, the charged particles are called ions, I guess.
Right.
So
when that comic first came out at Dr. Comics when I worked there, we all just would sit around and be like, is it Jellion? Gellion? Gillion? It's one of those.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It is really cool to see how heavily influenced by that series, like every other anime is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, just like the shots, like the angles, like the settings. The
robots.
Yeah. A lot of the themes about the teen boy who's all alone.
Oh. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. This is a super sad teen.
Don't read Superman unless you're like a really big Frank Miller fan, I guess.
Yeah, if you're a Frank Miller completist,
sure.
Why not?
Yeah, read Lorna, read Faithless if you want a sexy good time. Mm-hmm. Read Usagi Yojimbo.
Yeah, pick up Usagi for sure.
What was the other one?
They're
all on the floor.
Kurt Nixie, Dave Stewart one.
Oh, yeah, the Trout.
Trout, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if you like the art. Yeah, that's about
it. Maybe by the end of the 4-issue miniseries, it'll come together.
Jesus. All right, I've been Jessica Valdoni.
And Jessica.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.